Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap. Now let's dive straight into the insurance sector buzz of the week. Our first key story revolves around Clearview. Yes, Clearview, which has made a strategic shift to become a pure-play life insurance company. This change comes after its departure from wealth management just 2 months ago in March of this year. Clearview's commitment to fortifying connections with independent financial advisors, often shortened to IFAs, has remained unwavering. This connection is a pivotal factor in amplifying its reach and market footprint. At the helm, Managing Director Nadine Gooderick demonstrated an impressive growth in the company, citing a 95% swell in gross premium income, which now stands at a hefty $285.6 million. The total in-force premiums have also recorded a growth, up by 9%, equating to a solid $398 million. Pivotal to their forward momentum, Clearview has staked a $100 million investment in the Clear Choice technology platform. This investment highlights a tech-savvy approach, intending to make operations more efficient. The swing towards a cloud-based platform is underway and due full integration by mid-next year. It is anticipated this will provide a substantial strategic advantage to Clearview in the competitive market landscape. Speaking of protection, despite economic challenges blanketing the nation, Australians are increasingly prioritizing life insurance. That's according to a recent survey by Noble Oak. Yes, indeed. It appears life insurance has become a cornerstone financial priority, with coverage levels rising noticeably. In January, life and income protection policyholders rose to 60%. That's a 5% bump up from the previous year. Interestingly, this trend was most prominent among younger citizens, city dwellers, higher income earners, and notably mortgage holders. It seems Australians are tightening their belts, even cutting back on groceries and mobile phone use to ensure life insurance coverage. More surprisingly, prioritizing income protection insurance above grocery expenses reflected a significant shift in the consumer mindset. This, even as 40% of policyholders question the adequacy of their coverage. Financial advice, too, is back in demand, with consultation levels nearly returning to pre-pandemic rates. The Noble Oak survey captured that about 14% of respondents sought advice. However, it also shone light on a widening gender gap in financial confidence, with women expressing lesser confidence than men. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, urging you all to stay financially strategic and informed. To know more about personal and business insurance, visit Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, take care, Australia.